John Fay, a unique contributor to American guitar music, died last Thursday following heart bypass surgery. He was 61. Over the course of his career, Fay inspired both New Age music and noisy rock bands with his combination of blues, folk, Indian ragas, musique concrète, and outright free improvisation. Our music critic Milo Miles has this tribute.
John Fahey thought of the guitar as a time machine, a spaceship, a thing that makes noise, anything but the tame guardian of folk culture that many of his peers preferred. Fahey sometimes indulged his blues scholar side or noodled around with electronic experiments, but his best work sought the mysterious beauty and the lurking fear and rage of the old blues and bluegrass records he heard in the 1950s. He started a whole school of solo acoustic guitar that he liked to call American Primitive, though his most famous disciple is the virtuoso Leo Kottke. Fahey made a Christmas record called The New Possibility, which remains a reliable seller, but most of his albums stayed on the fringes of music, where Fahey felt as comfortable as he could anywhere. After an unhappy childhood in Tacoma Park, Maryland, Fahey ended up in and around Los Angeles in 1964. In that period, he helped rediscover country blues masters Skip James and Bucca White. He was already playing his own unclassifiable music for his own independent label, Tacoma Records. Fahey would get on stage with a quart of Coca-Cola, a fifth of whiskey, and sometimes a big tortoise he would let crawl around, and the hippies wouldn't know what to make of him. Fahey sold Tacoma in 1981 and was laid low for years by illness and alcohol. He rebounded in the 1990s with the fine introductory collection, The Return of the Repressed. He was embraced by the outsider culture of indie rock, and his last albums are too loosey-goosey avant for their own good. Still, nobody balanced form and phantasmagoria like Fahey when he was on, in albums like The Great San Bernardino Birthday Party and Death Chants, Breakdowns, and Military Waltzes. Fahey is best understood as a type of American religious ecstatic, and his finest albums transcend the death that always obsessed him.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge.